CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, 5 minutes past six. Welcome to another exciting broadcast day at CFM. 14th of December today. No Ariel. Ari's not here today. Oh, I know. The poor girl, she had her second dose of the Moderna. She's not feeling great. She got one of those vaccine hangovers. And I tell you, it takes a special kind of vaccine to take down Ariel Ackland. So when I had my second dose, I wasn't feeling too great either. So best wishes to Ari. She'll probably be back tomorrow, I reckon. She just got to sweat it out and sleep it off today. And then she'll be right. We don't have Taste Test Tuesday because I did make a chalk ripple. Because she's never had one. I've had one thousands of times. No point me sitting here eating a chalk ripple. So that sits in my fridge at home and I'll bring it in for her tomorrow and we'll see what she thinks of the chalk ripple. I tell you, it was a bit of a traumatic experience because she needs lactose-free cream. Went and got it. It was light. You can't whip light cream. Then I had to go back, try and find non-light lactose-free cream. That was all out because everyone else is buying it because it's Christmas. So I mixed some of the light lactose-free with full lactose cream. It was an ordeal. But we'll find out more about it tomorrow, including what Ari thinks of it, because she's never had it.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
So there's a new Jackass film. It's coming out next year, I believe in February. And apparently all their injuries have cost a total of $24 million so far. But there's one man whose medical bills trump that many, many times over. There's a group in the US called the Downtown LA Law Group. They've done the math, and Homer Simpson, his medical bills would cost a total of $143 million US, or $199.9 million Australian all up. So he's hurt himself quite a few times on the show The Simpsons. Now, apparently you've got to remember as well, in America, their medical bills cost a bit more. They don't have the same healthcare system we have, but they've put the top five most expensive injuries he's received. Number five is loss of consciousness, would cost $111,000 Australian. Number four, skull fracture, $140,000 Australian. Number three, radiation exposure. He works at that nuclear power plant. I think he's probably had that a few times. $209,000 Australian. Paralysis, $709,000 Australian. And the most expensive injury to Homer Simpson has been at $2,127,000 Australian. Brain damage. Now, I imagine that's probably an accumulation of lots of different brain damage from Homer. But yeah, stay safe out there, Homer. No! You've already cost yourself quite a bit of money. My dad has been attacked by an unusual animal. I'm going to give him a call to tell you about it in a sec, because what sparked me wanting to get him on and tell you about it was this article I'm reading this morning, something that happened in Singapore. There was a fellow taking a stroll along the Singapore Botanic Gardens. This guy, his name's Graham George Spencer. He was taking a stroll through there and he got attacked by a pack of smooth-coated otters that left him with 26 wounds and needing stitches. He did think at one point he was going to die. So this is a British man living in Singapore. But after this happened, apparently a lot of people have come out and said, yeah, otters can do this. Now, in this particular case, this fella, Spencer, he told news outlets that a jogger ran past him and stepped on one of the otters, and then the otters attacked this Spencer fella thinking he was the jogger. So one of the otters got stepped on, and all the otters, the whole pack, attacked him and, laid into him pretty much and kept biting him over and over again. Bit him repeatedly for about 10 to 12 seconds, apparently. But I'm going to call Dad because he's been attacked by cows in the middle of a field. He doesn't know I'm going to call him. He gets a bit shy on radio, so I'm putting him right on the spot, but we'll see if he's awake.
Hello.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, mate.
Are you awake?
I'm awake. I'm up the bush.
Oh, good. Ari's not here. I need you to tell me the story about the cows, if you can, if that's okay. We've had a man. There's a story about him. There's a story about a fella got attacked by otters. I thought it was the right time.
well, as you know, I was at the the outback of Winton. Oh, sorry, but I'm walking, so for breathing sounds a bit laboured. Yeah, I was at the back of Winton going for my run, as I do, and I'm about 15k out of Winton, but not too far from turning around and going back. I'm out in this beautiful big paddock. It's out on the way to the dinosaur fossils, it's just a lovely spot. And I'm running, and there's these cows in front of me, big herd of cows. And I stopped, and I started heading to the right. I was going to go around them. And they started walking towards the right, because they saw me, and I thought, hey, he's a bloke. Pretty interesting. Then I stopped again, and they stopped. And then I turned and started walking, and they started running towards me. And I thought, oh, my God. I looked up, and there's just empty paddock in front of me. There's a road. It's got to be a kilometre and a half down through a pathway. But even that's, it's exposed. There's no fences anywhere. And there's one little tree.
Yeah.
It was about 15 foot high. I called it my tree of life. And I headed for that tree as fast as I could. But these things were gaining on me. They can bloody run, these cows.
Yeah.
And they got about 20 metres behind me when I reached the tree at full pelt, and I've climbed up the tree, and the cows have just looked up at me, put their heads down, and just kept walking off.
Mm.
And I was up a tree, and I rang Pam, and of course she had a good laugh because I'm stuck up a tree. I'm not game to come down straight away. But then she Googled it, and it's actually not an uncommon thing. People have died from the herd of cows just coming at them because they don't know that they weigh 10 ton or whatever they are, and they just crush you.
Yeah. Were you you were jogging when you were at this field of cows?
Yeah.
This is the thing, because this story about the otters, this was a jogger that got attacked by otters too, I'm telling you, and you've hit your head jogging. Jogging is a dangerous game.
It is indeed, mate. It is. So especially when I'd like to do it out in the bush.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's all sorts of things. You know, I've come across deer, brumbies.
Mm-hmm.
There's all sorts of things.
Snakes, I imagine.
Sorry?
Snakes and spiders, I imagine, as well, at the bush.
I have seen snakes, but I've seen snakes also on the runs when I was up at your Uncle Mark's place up at Point Arkwright, and I was going through a run there just down in through the town. And a snake just came straight across the path in front of me. They're everywhere.
Mm.
So
stay safe, grab some fast food, have a beer on the couch is what we're saying.
Yeah, God bless you, mate. See you at Christmas.
Thanks, yeah, I'll see you at Christmas, Dad. Cheers for that.
Bye, mate.
All right, see ya.
Trivia trial.
All right, I've got a trivia question for you. If you can answer it correctly at 1-300-655-922, you'll go into the draw for $150 to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. It's all thanks to Seedhouse Tasmania, a farmer-owned feed mill that values the health and well-being of the animals it feeds, and Jensen's Quality Metalworks themselves. Discover the beauty of winter warmth with a Jensen's wood heater. Phone number's 1-300-655-922. Question is, what is the Grinch's dog's name? What's the name of the dog in the Grinch? Do you know the answer? If you do, call me at 1-300-655-922 and that voucher could be yours. What is the name of the Grinch's dog?
Trivia trial.
At 1-300-655-922, we have Sally on from Ulverston to answer today's trivia trial question, which is, Sally, what's the name of the dog in the Grinch?
Is it Max?
Oh, Max!
Sounds like Max to me. Nice one, Sally. You've done it.
Thank you.
You're in the draw to win $150 to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks, and we'll draw that on Friday.
Thanks.
No worries at all. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Kid music.
We're asking on Facebook today, at CFM Tasmania, what's been the best moment for you this year? Mine are pretty obvious. I got both the long lunch and this breakfast show this year, so I'm pretty happy with that. But Belinda has commented saying, I've had lots of great moments this year, but getting a promotion would be the highlight. That's our Belinda. Go, Belinda. Kendall said graduating. That's our Kendall. Go, Kendall. And JNP Taz said, finally getting back to Tassie after 34 years. Welcome back. Make sure you add yours at CFM Tasmania on Facebook.
Today in history, thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
Bam, bam, bam. There's no one here to do that. Bam, bam. Ba-dam, ba-dam, ba-dam. See, I've got to fill in for both me and Ari when she's not here. Bam, bam, bam. Oh, see, I can do it. All right, 14th of December, can you believe it? Today, let's have a look at it. On this day in 1977, the first night cricket match was played between Australia and the rest of the world in Melbourne. Now, I may be mistaken about this, but I think the Ashes game that we're set to have at the beginning of next year down south is the first night test match we've had in Tassie and the first Ashes. I could be mistaken, but I believe that's the case. On this day in 1987, Alan Border became Australia's highest run scorer in test cricket. He went on to achieve the world record for the most runs. On this day in 1995, Babe was released in Australia.
The man who in his life had uttered fewer words than any of them knew exactly what to say.
That'll do, Pig. That'll do.
The film features only female pigs, and it was shot in the New South Wales Southern Highlands. On this day in 2004, the final episode of Stingers was shown on Australian TV. And on this day in 2020, Joe Biden's presidential election victory was officially confirmed by the Electoral College.
I'm not going to be a mule. I got something to do. I got to go do boom, boom, boom.
One of the all-time great presidential speeches there from Joe Biden, and that's today in history.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That's what it is. It's just Adam this morning. Ari's not in. She's a bit unwell. She got her second dose of the Moderna yesterday. And I'll tell you this, it takes a pretty strong, powerful vaccine to take this down.
I am the hype.
You know what I'm saying? I'm sure she'll be back tomorrow fighting fit. Keep your comments coming in at CFM Tasmania on Facebook too. Today, we're asking, what's been the best moment for you this year? Sean from Somerset, he's got involved. He said for him, it's buying their house. Nice one, Sean.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Get a load of this week's Win on the Web prize. It's a golden ticket to the Jack Jumpers.
Y'all ready for this?
That's right, you could win a golden ticket for you and a friend to the Jack Jumpers, where you and a friend will enjoy reserve seating at all Jack Jumpers games at the Silver Dome. You'll be there for every history-making moment. That's for the Tasmanian Jack Jumpers. For tickets, head to tickettech.com.au. But if you'd like to win that golden ticket for you and a friend, simply enter at cfmtas.com.au for this week's Win on the Web. We'll announce the winner of that this Friday for Prize Giving Friday. Keep the comments coming in at CFM Tasmania on Facebook. We're asking today what's been the best moment for you this year. Sheena said her husband getting a job back here in Tassie instead of fly in, fly out to Western Australia. Go, Sheena. CFM Tasmania to join the conversation. Stay with us for dog news. All right, well, how far would you go to be reunited with your pooch? A Sunshine Coast woman is going to extraordinary lengths to be reunited with her pet pooch, a former Bali street dog. She's ordered a private jet to fly her from New Zealand, to fly the dog. Natasha Corbin has spent the past 6 years trying to get Munchkin into Australia after falling in love with her while living in Bali with her fiancé, David Danis. The couple had been living in Bali as Miss Corbin runs an online marketing business and was able to work remotely. When we decided to move to Bali, my partner had one rule for me because I'm such a dog lover, and that was I wasn't allowed to interact with any dog, she said. I just ignored all the dogs as best I could, and this dog Munchkin, she was just a little tiny puppy and she'd follow us around because she had just somehow ended up near our villa. There have been many twists and turns to Munchkin's journey to Australia since Miss Corbin first laid eyes on her puppy 6 years ago. She said the reason we were in New Zealand was we had to live there for a while to get our dog cleared to come to Australia. She said international pet quarantine restrictions make it easier for people to bring a dog to Australia from New Zealand rather than Indonesia. So the couple moved there for 2 years, 2 years ago. So she's lived in New Zealand just to get this dog to Australia, as well as hiring this private jet. So incredible lengths she's going to. But Ms. Corbin has been separated from Munchkin and Mr. Danis for the past 5 months after returning to Australia for surgery on the Gold Coast. Now she's taking drastic action by hiring a private jet, and she's trying to sell seats to human passengers to offset some of the cost. A jet doesn't come cheap, of course. It's a $40,000 to $45,000 price tag. So Ms. Corbin has reached out to the Sunshine Coast community to find human travellers also wanting a seat on the plane. Failing to rehome the puppy a number of times in Bali, Ms. Corbin decided to bring her home to Australia, but she didn't realise the hoops that she was going to have to go through. She said, we were told the process would take about 6 to 8 weeks and cost about 10 grand, but it's now almost 6 years trying, she said. Munchkin's quest for Australian residency has seen the pooch live in four foster homes in Singapore, including a penthouse, a far cry from her humble beginnings on the streets of Bali. Munchkin consistently failed health tests to get into Australia, but after being deemed non-contagious, she finally received an official permit last week to enter the country. With COVID-19 further complicating their quest, Ms. Corbin said ordering a private jet to transport her now 6-year-old dog to Australia was her only option. Ms. Corbin is eagerly awaiting the arrival of an import certificate for Munchkin, which would bring her home without having to quarantine 6 years and tens of thousands of dollars later. Wouldn't that be the ultimate success story from this street dog from Bali that we just found underneath our scooter one day? So all's well that ends well, I suppose, once the dog's back and everyone's healthy. Tens of thousands of dollars living in another country for a couple of years. She's gone to incredible lengths for this dog. So Godspeed, Munchkin.
And I want my dog to be in films.
Song snag.
All right, I've got a snagged song. A little piece of a song that plays over and over. If you can identify the artist and the song name, give me a call at 1-300-655-922. And as Ari always says, if you get it correctly, we'll put you in the draw for breakfast for two at Windows on Westella for a breakfast you look forward to every day. 1-300-655-922 if you know what this song is. Tell you what, if Ari was here, she'd be flipping out because it's quite annoying today. Very, very badly snagged. Do you know what the song name and artist is? If you do, 1-300-655-922.
Song snag.
At 1-300-655-922, we have Angus on from Burnie. Angus, here's today's song. Quite annoying, isn't it, today, Angus? Do you know what the song is?
The Rain,
yeah. Do you know who it's by?
Tones and I?
Yep. No, you'll never see Good on you, Angus. It's called Never Seen the Rain, but that's close enough. We'll accept it.
Pardon?
We'll accept it. It's called Never Seen the Rain, but the rain's close enough, isn't it?
Okay.
No worries, mate. So you're in the draw for brekkie for two at Windows on Westella. We'll draw that Friday.
Yeah, thank you. Hit music.
Now, I've always gotten curious about the phone book. I don't know if you got a new copy of the phone book this year, but I did. And there's so many numbers, home phone numbers still in it. Are they all connected? Do people choose to be in this book? I don't know how it works anymore. I thought I could tie one at random. I mean, obviously they're on the northwest coast. It's the Devonport and Burnie phone book, the white pages, and just see if they listen to the show and if they're happy to talk on air. If we just go one at random, honestly, flip through the pages here. One at random, we've got Harvey M. Let's go someone else. We've got... come on. This worked in practice. We've got Russell P. from Ulverston. Let's try. connected.
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message.
Let's try Russell P in Wynyard instead, huh? Different Russell P. God, it's fine, honestly. I don't even know how to use it.
Hello,
is it Russell P?
Pardon?
Is it Russell, P.N. Russell?
Peter Russell, yeah.
Peter Russell, hi, how are you going? My name's Adam, I just do a little radio show on CFM. I was just trying out numbers in the phone book. I just wanted to randomly wish someone a Merry Christmas.
Oh, well, that's very nice. Well, I'm not Peter, I'm Baby Twice.
What's your name, sorry?
Beth.
Sorry, what was that? You cut out a bit.
Betley? Yep.
Ah, Merry Christmas, Betley.
Oh, thank you very much.
No worries. I was just wondering if you, because you still have a home phone, which I think is lovely. I was just wondering, do you have a mobile?
Yeah, I do, but I don't very often use it. But
Yeah, wonderful. Have you ever listened to CFM?
Yes, we do, occasionally, yes.
Ah, well, I just wanted to randomly wish someone a Merry Christmas. I flipped through the pages and my finger landed on your number, so I just wanted to say Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you very much.
Sorry, I hope I didn't wake you up.
No, I was just about to get out of bed, but I've slept in.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I've got you out of bed then.
Okay.
Thanks so much. Have a wonderful rest of the year and also next year.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Bye.
Here we go. Just good tidings to a random northwest coaster. There we go.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, welcome to Tuesday. Just myself in today, there is no REL. She's ill. Well, she doesn't feel too great after her second dose of Moderna. And you know, Moderna's a powerful vaccine if it's taking this down.
I am the hype. Oh!
That's a powerful vaccine. But you got me, for better or for worse. So good morning. Up this hour, we will have Word Sandwich as a rollover from yesterday. So if you were listening yesterday, you'll already know the clue and you'll already be ready for it, I'm sure. So it's the same one as yesterday. No one got it right yesterday. Also, before 9 o'clock, we'll be talking tech with Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide tech guy, because it's Tech Talk Tuesday. And up next, freebies from That Street Team. First, here we go. It's today's Song Snag song. It's Tones and I, Never Seen the Rain. This is for you, Angus.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Freebies!
Uh-huh. Load it up with the Coast's best free stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM Street Team.
All right, firstly, she has returned. It's not CFM without her. It's Renna. Welcome back, Renna.
Good morning, guys. Hi, Chucky Bells. I am back. Good morning. I am here today at the radio station 2 Hillcrest Road in Devonport. Today, I have a $25 pizza voucher from Valentino's Family Restaurant and a $25 Face Jewelers voucher. On board today as well is the Cripps Williams Loaves. I also have the Lanolin Cream, the skincare with Australian wool. And guys, to get that summer freshness, I have no all natural odorant, vegan, fragrance free, made with love in Australia. Chucky loves love. I am here today at 2 Hillcrest Road, Devonport. Cook with the world's best brands from Harvey Norman, Devonport Electrical. This is Ren Ren, and cheers to the friends that we made along the way and the times we shared. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, Renna. Yes, maybe the real freebies are the friends we made along the way. Who knows? All right, Takesha, where can we find you? What you got?
Good morning. This morning I am back out in CFM's sleigh, and I do have the Coast Best free stuff. I've got Cripps Williams bread on my sleigh. I've got flavoured milk, thanks to Better Milk. I've got some iced coffee and espresso. I've got candy canes of a few different flavours. I've got chocolates, I've got Mentos, and from the teams here at Young's, I've actually got some fruit and veg. So I've got avocados, bananas, I've got some walnuts. I've actually never had a walnut. I might need to steal one. I've got apples, I've got, what are these, raspberries and blackberries, and I've got this thing, and I got to Got to do it right because I'm pretty sure Jez is going to be listening to me. It's a piel di sapo, I think.
Nailed it.
Do you know what that translates to, Adam?
Absolutely no idea, no.
It translates to toad skin.
Whoa.
It kind of looks like a toad.
Is it actual toad skin?
Well, it kind of looks like it, but I don't think so. Surely it wouldn't be.
Go ahead, Takeja. It's Taste Test Tuesday. You going to eat some?
I might have to give it a go, but Jez has just come back with something else. I've got cherries as well.
Nice.
Amazing. I've got all the free stuff here on CFM's Slay. I'm at Young's Veggie Shed, so come and find me and try some of this weird fruit and veg with me.
Hey, Takeja.
Yeah?
Maybe the real toad skin is the friends we made along the way. Go find her. Apparently there's a warning being put out to Aussies to hurry up and buy a Christmas tree or potentially miss out if you're looking for a real pine tree. Apparently there's a shortage going on around the country. Soaring demand for real pine trees combined with shortages due to environmental factors means farmers apparently are struggling to keep up. So if you want a real one, you got to hurry up or you might miss out, apparently. I was at the supermarket yesterday. It seemed like there were shortages of lactose-free cream. There's a lot of people looking to make their Christmas desserts this year with lactose-free cream because I was making a choc ripple for Ari for Taste Test Tuesday because she's never had one, but she needs the lactose-free. And that led to, you know, all kinds of complications because I accidentally got a light lactose-free cream, which won't whip, and then I had to go back, see if they had the full cream whipping lactose-free cream. The shelves were bare. They were empty. No lactose-free full cream was there. Shortages. And then I mixed some lactose cream in with the lactose-free cream to try and, you know, at least there's less lactose. And then she wasn't even here today anyway, but I'll be bringing the ripple in tomorrow. Don't you worry about that. But also, don't forget about this.
He's making a list.
Yes, we're currently making a list. You need to check it twice for your chance to win. All you got to do is remember the 12 gifts we're giving you over 12 weekdays. So we're up to gift 7 today. You'll hear it mentioned on the air during the show and during the other shows. It's also on our socials. The story's up for 24 hours. You write one down each weekday and recite them all back to us at the end of the 12 days. And you'll win all the stuff that you've listed. So it's CFM's He's Making a List.
Hit music. Music.
CFM. I'm at 1-300-655-922. Hello.
Hi, it's Tiff.
Hello, Tiff. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? What can we do for you?
Well, we'd like to know if we can put a song request in, please.
Is it Christmassy?
Maybe.
Okay, I think we can do it if it's Christmassy.
All right, my daughter would like to tell you. Hang on.
Okay.
Jingle bells.
Jingle bells?
Yeah.
Any particular jingle bells or just the normal jingle bells?
Normal.
Normal? You want normal? Okay, I think we can do that. We've got a few. So we've got a Michael Bublé, we've got a Human Nature, we've got a Gwen Stefani one, and one from Glee.
Maybe
just
Michael Bublé, huh?
Bublé?
Michael Bublé.
Yeah, I think we can do that for you. All right.
Thank you.
No worries at all. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Adam.
No worries. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Cheers, Tiff. Bye.
Merry Christmas, ladies.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Bublé. Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Here we go. That's a finger snapping good time there. Michael Bublé, Jingle Bells, as requested by Tiff from Studley. All right. Word sandwich.
Word sandwich.
More. We've got two words. You've got to guess what word goes in the middle to make up the sandwich. If you're correct, you'll go into the draw to win a savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge, Ulverston. Come in and taste the difference. So the two first words connect, the two last words connect, but we just need that middle word. And you may have been listening yesterday. You may have already heard the clue. I think a few people have because the lines are already lit up, actually. So I reckon there are a few people listening yesterday that couldn't get through that know the answer. But here's the clue.
Your words for today are Christmas and centre.
Christmas something centre. What goes in the middle of the sandwich. Christmas something centre. If you know, 1300 655 922. If you can get through. There's a lot of listeners from yesterday, I think, calling.
Word sandwich.
More. At 1300 655 922. It's Robin from Devonport. This is yesterday's word sandwich clues.
Your words for today are Christmas and centre.
What do you think goes in the middle, Robin?
I'd have to say it's shopping.
The word for my sandwich is shopping. Christmas shopping. Shopping yeah. centre.
It sure is, Robin. Great work. Were you listening yesterday?
Yes, I was, and I tried to get through.
Yeah, I thought you might have been because you called very quick. You were the first one through, so...
Oh, wicked.
Great work. You're in the draw for that savoury box from McCarthy's Bread Lounge. We'll draw that on Friday.
Thank you very much.
No worries. Have a great Christmas.
You too, mate.
I'm at 1300 655 922 if you want to contact me. Hello.
Hi, just wondering if I could listen to some Doja Cat.
You want Doja Cat? Who's this speaking?
Kimberly from East Devonport.
Kimberly from East Dev. You want some Doja Cat? Does she have a Christmas song?
Mistletoe by the Biebs.
You want... No, Ari's not here today. We really... We've got to hear that again, do we?
Of course, all the time.
Oh, did Ari put... Did Ariel put you up to this?
Yeah, always.
Wait, she did? Wait, she did? I thought she was I thought she was fast asleep in bed, ill.
She tells me every day. Oh. Doesn't have to do it today.
She knows a lot of people in that East Devonport. I knew she would have put someone up to something. All right, here it is. What's your name again?
Kimberly.
Kimberly, that's right. This is for Kimberly, not for Ariel. I thought we were going to have a Bieber-free zone today because she's not in. But it wasn't to be.
Well, you could play some Doja. I mean, not that hard, is it?
Well, I don't know. I might get in trouble. The boss is listening out there. It's only Christmas songs allowed.
Oh, dear. All right, peace and love.
Peace and love. Thanks, Kimberly.
Talking Tech with Richard Pasco, the Adelaide Tech Guy.
Well, I don't have Ari with me this morning, but I do have the Adelaide Tech Guy, Richard Pasco, on the line for Tech Talk Tuesday. Good morning, Richard.
And morning, Adam, and get well soon, Ari.
Yeah, she should be back fighting fit tomorrow, I reckon. If she's anything like me, I felt a lot better the next day. After that, she just had the vaccine, so she's feeling a bit off today. But now, Richard, apparently there's a fierce battle heating up in the wars for the best, fastest internet between 5G and NBN.
Yeah, so who would have thought? So back a decade ago when Kevin Rudd was Prime Minister and building the NBN, Malcolm Turnbull came out and said the NBN will be an endangered species because of the arrival of wireless 5G internet. And now, in 2021, 5G internet access is now a reality. So the big three telcos have rolled out their 5G networks to as many as three-quarters of their customers and are now selling those 5G internet plans as well. It really does depend for people out there on the coverage you get inside your house. Now, 5G wireless works best when you're close to a mobile tower, but it can be impeded by obstacles such as brick walls. Mm. So that's where the speed can go along and drop. So even if you've been marked as eligible for 5G wireless, you need to set it up, see if it works for you. Some really good speeds can be had. 5G, Telstra have got 5G up to 600 megabits per second. Optus is saying an average of 210 megabits, and Vodafone just say it's really quick. Now, should you swap from the NBN to 5G, or, you know, if you're not on the NBN yet, you really do need to get faster internet, all three telcos are offering a one-month free trial. So if it doesn't work for you, you can opt straight out of it.
Yeah, that's a great idea. So that's the best way to find out then, obviously.
Exactly right.
The battle rages on. Okay, well, this is the list no one wants to be on, the biggest Australian data breaches of 2021.
And we had a few. Believe it or not, the first one of the year was Tasmanian Ambulance back in January 2021. Mm. So what happened was that the, and this doesn't happen now, people, the pages that were used by paramedics, cyber attackers actually intercepted the radio data, converted the conversation to text, and actually posted the stolen data online. So things like patients' personal details, their condition, the address of the incident. There was even a patient's HIV status, gender and age were actually published online. Then we've got the Northern Territory Government had a cyber attack, ASIC, Oxfam. And finally last week here in South Australia, it was one of the biggest ones this year. 80,000 people at work for the South Australian Government had all their details leaked or stolen and leaked online as a cyber attack. Now, why is this important? This is one of the main reasons why we get so much spam now, because people can go along, buy 80,000 email addresses and send us all that crap that they do as well. If you're ever the victim of a cyber attack, you need to make sure that you contact your bank, you change your banking passwords, and you monitor those accounts.
Yeah, so that was just very recently. I didn't even hear about that one.
Yeah, it is. It's still quite fresh over here as well. I've actually talked to a few employees of the South Australian Government at the moment who are very, very concerned. The government's looking into it, but have now said they'll offer compensation if somebody does lose money out of their accounts, because it's that serious, this one.
Yeah, wow. And any last-minute Christmas tech ideas for us, Richard?
Yeah, a brutal one. Mm-hmm. Don't buy crap. Now, if you want to go and buy some tech, just make sure it's good tech that you're about to buy. If you're in doubt, buy a gift card. If you're unsure, buy a gift card. But don't buy something that people will return on there as well, because there's nothing worse on Christmas Day. You come along, you give it something, they go, that's really good. Do you have the receipt so I can return it?
Yeah.
You know, the first words out of their mouth are that. You know you've done the wrong thing. Give them a gift card. Let them buy something that they want, especially when it comes to tech ideas. Because there's some good stuff around, some dreadful things around as well, and don't buy something that people just don't want.
Most certainly. Good advice. Thanks so much. It's Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide Tech Guy. You can find him at adelaidetechguy.com.au and talktech.com.au. Thanks, Richard.
Talk to you next week.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. No Ari today. She's feeling unwell. She had a second dose of the Moderna, so she's a bit under the weather. I can tell you I was feeling pretty bad myself, so poor old Ari. Hope she's okay. She has messaged me in with excitement that we played that Justin Bieber song, so I don't know if she's in cahoots with this Kimberly from East Dev, but she is listening. Maybe she wasn't listening, but, you know, she just gets that Bieber sense that starts tingling, and she knows she needs to tune in because Bieber's playing, especially Mistletoe. But I really thought we wouldn't have to listen to that song today because she's not in, but no, alas, it's happened.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
This Friday is the final Twilight Market and Street Eats for this year down at Providol Place. Plus, Santa's going to be there this time. Santa will be down there. There's live music. Many fabulous stalls going to be there. 16 street food vendors. You can find out more. There's a Facebook page if you look up Final Twilight Market and Street Eats for 2021. Should come up there for you, because there'll be more details as we get closer to the event. But that's this Friday, so it's Providol Place this Friday, the Final Twilight Market and Street Eats for 2021. I think it kicks off at 4, but if you can't make it till 6, that's okay. I believe Santa's there from 6 to 8. So there you go, the final Twilight Market and Street Eats for this year down at Providol Place this Friday. Go along if you can.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Done for today. Ari not here with me today, but hopefully we'll be back fighting fit with us tomorrow. And then we'll do Taste Test Wednesday, because we couldn't do it today. I made her a choc ripple cake. It's now in my fridge at home getting soggy, but she's never had one before. I made it with sort of half lactose-free cream. It's a long story, but I'll bring it in tomorrow if she's in here, and we'll give it a taste test tomorrow. She's never had a choc ripple cake, so look forward to that. Jerry Bossman, Jerry Shears, he's got your workday hits next, don't you, Jerry?
Better take off my shirt.
Yes, you better. Enjoy him. We'll be back tomorrow from 6.